You're on your classic. It's breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it is a Friday, which means it's time to catch up with John Letts, my horse racing expert. John, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm really, really good this morning, Jordan. I just got up. I've read the paper yesterday. I've read it again today, and I think I'll stop getting the paper next week for all the junk. look, they put that much rubbish in, and some of it is, well, look, just take this for instance. There's a national move at the moment being made to dump gender-based titles for surgeons. The Children's Health Network edict is to ditch the use of Mr. or Miss in the favour of doctor. Well, I've always called my doctor doctor. I never call him Mr. or Mrs. Do you?
No, I don't think it's going to be a hard adjustment for anyone to start calling their medical professional a doctor.
Well, why waste half a page on it? Why don't they get and get some news that's positive instead of these journalists? They sit back and they think, oh, what do we... You know, this hasn't been... they've not used the Mr. designation at Flinders Medical Centre from its inception in 1976. They haven't used it. Now, they're writing it up now, talking about it, what they're going to change it, and they've never used it. So that's about how up-to-date they are with the journalists.
It's the kind of story that they can post on Facebook and people will start getting up in arms in the comments section for no good reason, probably not even reading the full article either.
No. Well, what do we call our dentist? The tooth fairy?
Yeah, well.
Friends of the dentists and hairdressers and butchers and Audi. What do we call it? Well, a mate of mine works at Audi. So when I walk in there, I say, Audi.
I mean, it rhymes. That's good enough.
Honestly, some of the junk you got to read in the paper. Now, listen, onto a more serious note, the positives out of Carlton Geelong game. What have we got? Three now. And all of the know-alls, it wouldn't happen, they said. So, you know, the footy's gone ahead. We look like having a lot of infections because football's gone ahead. So I wonder where all these know-alls are that said it wouldn't happen, that we wouldn't get it. How can you have 25, 30, 40, 50,000 people and you're not going to spread the virus? I mean, just use your brain. Use your brain. That's what I say.
Mm. Of course, well, footy this weekend, I don't think they're going to have too many people at the game. So Port Adelaide taking on St Kilda to not a lot of fans there at Marvel Stadium. But, you know,
exactly.
If that's what they got to do, that's what they got to do.
Yeah, I tell you what I've noticed a lot about that, Jordan, it seems to me it's people just don't seem to care. We're very flexible about this virus. Have you noticed so many discarded masks? You know, the masks that they... you walk around the street and you walk alongside a lot of shopping centres and have a look at the discarded masks people have worn and just thrown them on the ground. Haven't even bothered to put them in a rubbish bin.
It's a biohazard for whoever has to go around cleaning them up as well.
Yeah. It's a disgrace, though, isn't it? I mean, that's if you got it on your mat, well, you could be a carrier and you're just throwing it out in the street.
Exactly, and it doesn't take a lot of time out of your day to find the nearest bin to discard your mask, but that's just comes down to a bit of respect for your environment, I guess.
Oh, well, look, just educate yourselves. This is something that's going to be with us for years, and if we don't get on top of it now, it might be with us forever, mightn't it?
Hmm. And so we've got to shake a leg and start getting some positive action on COVID-19.
Yeah, well, if they keep finding them, a shipload of millionaires went up the coast the other day and they find them $4,000 each, that'd be like taking 5 cents off them.
Yeah, exactly. It's not very proportional. But if you were to find someone in a poorer area, $4,000 would probably really, really destroy their bank account.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Now, also, this is something else that I wanted to bring up about Tokyo. I don't think it should have gone ahead. Put it back for another year. What's another year when you've got something like this threatening the community? Or this is something that's not just confined to one space. They could be bringing that back from Tokyo, and the people in Japan, well, they're actually at the moment they're protesting about it going ahead. And I can't see any point in going ahead. I think it's just myself. I think it's stupid anyway because it's just putting us at risk.
Yeah, I know it's something we talked about as well, like athletes. They need their lungs. It's part of their profession. And why put yourself at risk to, you know, to damage your career further down the line by getting a respiratory virus? Why put yourself in that line?
Exactly. If they get it, well, they deserve it. That's my opinion on it. I'll have no sympathy for them. Port Augusta on Sunday races we've got coming up, which is we had a terrific meeting, as you know, for the cup meeting, which you were there, and with a great day. And Port Augusta again on Sunday. And only a few more meetings to go there, Jordan, and she'll be over for another year. But doesn't it go quick? You start the season and you think,
Yeah, I know, and just a couple of weeks away from big events like the Roxby races as well at the beginning of August. It's all happening.
Yeah, it was very interesting last night. I was watching the news last night on TV, of course, and there was an ad come on for Roxby races, and that's the first time I've seen that actually, Roxby races on the network.
Well, I've been to the Roxby races a couple of times, John. If you can make the 8-hour journey up from Adelaide to Roxby to get along, it's a fun event.
Do it. Now, we're getting on to some tips, eh?
Yes. Let's see what's happening this weekend.
Yes, Jordan, tomorrow and Saturday, you just have to be careful. We are expecting torrential rain in Adelaide today and tomorrow. Now, you've got to look for horses. It's a soft five at the moment, but this could change dramatically to a heavy track. So I've gone for horses that I've looked through the form, and I think they can handle the tracks all right. So in race one at Morphville, number two, a horse called Lombardo. It's only about $2, which is pretty short, but that's about the shortest price one I've gone for all day. In race two, I like number eight, a horse called Jarmin. It's about $4. Race three, number two, Octane, is $9. Race four, number eight, Lon Ranger, is $9. Race five, number seven, a horse called Stalking from the Cummings stable over here, from James Cummings. Race five, number seven, is about $5. Race six, number five, is Fields of Ivy, is $4. Race seven, number three, a horse called Nudge Bar, is $7. Race eight, I like two horses in this. Frankie Pino is $4, and Promotions is $4. So odd vanilla, that race. Race eight, number five and seven. Race nine, I like number three, Zeus. There's about a $4 chance. Jordan, very, very quickly, before we go to Flemington, Jacob Opperman's not riding tomorrow. He's one of our leading apprentices here. I don't know the reason he's not riding, but he rode in Victoria last week. I wonder if he can't get back because of the COVID. I don't think he's suspended or got injured, so it'd just be interesting to keep up to date on him. But if you're a Jacob Opperman fan, he's got so many out there. He had about seven or eight rides tomorrow, and he's not riding at Morphville tomorrow, so that might be late news coming through. It hasn't made the press yet, but he's been replaced on one horse, and all his other horses haven't got any riders down at all. Well, they have got the riders, but it's still young Jacob, but he won't be riding here tomorrow, evidently. Race one in Melbourne, I like a horse called Axel Garley. It's about $5. It's a heavy eight over there. Could be a heavy 10. They called the races off the last couple of meetings over in Victoria. Race two, number seven, Divine Diosa. That's about $10. Race three, number two, Don't Tell the Boss. I like this very much tomorrow. It's about $12. Race four, number two, Chabot, is $7. Race five, number 10, Zorro Dream. Couldn't quite get home for us last time out, but it's about $5. Race five, number 10. Race six, number eight, a horse called De Graves. I think this is a good horse, about $3. Race seven, number eight, a horse called Pinion, $10. Race eight, I've tipped Jamie Carter to bring us home on two winners the last two races. Race eight, number three, South Pacific. And race nine, number two, a horse called Seb Song, is about $5. That's what I'll see you tomorrow. But look, gamble responsibly tomorrow, Saturday, because look, there's going to be heavy tracks, and some of these horses, you might think, oh, that went very bad, but some of them can't handle the tracks like the others do, and just be a little bit wary with your betting tomorrow, but that's the best that I can see of them.
No worries. Well, John, thanks for your time, and we'll chat again next week.
Okay, sure, will, Jordan.
That was John Letts, my horse racing expert on your Classic It's Breakfast.